In February 1942, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed an executive order to round up as many Japanese American families as possible and imprison them for the duration of World War II. Many of those affected were second or third generation Japanese Americans, and most were United States citizens. The mass incarceration was an immediate effect of the Pearl Harbor bombing that took place thousands of miles away in Honolulu, Hawaii. In December 1941, a fleet of 353 Japanese planes had bombed the Navy base there, causing significant military damage and provoking the formal entry of the U.S. into the war. The U.S. proved decisive in the Allies' final victory, but their involvement also led in 1945 to two nuclear bomb attacks on Japan that killed some 226,000 people. The Japanese had been settling in the U.S. since the 19th century. Early immigrants were lost fishermen picked up by American whaling ships who were unable to return because of Japan's centuries-old policy of isolation. In the 1850s, expeditions from the U.S. traveled to Japan with the goal of forcing the country to open to trade. This led to the establishment of diplomatic relations, as well as the spread of propaganda about American democracy and Christianity that incited curiosity among wealthy, highly educated Japanese. Many traveled to the U.S. and set up communities on the West Coast, especially in San Francisco. They worked in the homes of American families to improve their English. By the 1900s, Japanese agricultural workers began arriving on the mainland via Hawaii, where they worked on the island's sugar and pineapple plantations. The farmers were incredibly efficient, producing up to double the crop of white farmers. But by then, anti-Asian sentiment was rising. When the war started in Europe, the U.S. Army supplied military aid to the U.K. and France. When a Japanese-American farmer in Salinas, California, produced an onion that could last twice as long as the regular crop, the U.S. Navy offered him a huge contract. Feeling financially threatened, the local farmers' association, comprising of the major white landowners of the western states, organized a lobby in Washington, D.C., to campaign against the Japanese-American farmers. A small group of powerful political leaders in the U.S. allowed their paranoia to be fueled by prejudice. In 1936, Roosevelt had already notified Navy intelligence to provide lists of Japanese-American people to be held under suspicion of spying for Japan. In 1942, he signed Executive Order 9066, leading to the incarceration of some 120,000 Japanese-American women, men, and children. Japanese-Americans spent years in so-called relocation camps in inhumane conditions. When they were able to leave in 1945, many had lost everything. In 1988, some compensation was made with a $20,000 check and an official apology to those who had been imprisoned. While this would never compensate them fully, it is significant that it was President Ronald Reagan who convinced Congress that it was the right thing to do. This is likely because, as a U.S. Army captain during World War II, Reagan had experienced it firsthand the poor treatment received by U.S. fighters of Japanese origin who had died for their country.